As you well know, Columbia is a part of the ministry of MCBC, and so Gary's going to come and talk a bit more about what else you do.
I'd ask you in your bulletins to take the little brochure there. It's MCBC brochure. And just have a look at it. There's lots of things there that that we do that we've highlighted in a fairly intense way. There's lots of things there, and so take a look at it. Don't spend the whole service looking at it, but you can keep glancing at things. The one thing I was going to say is that we do this. This is, I think, the third year for me. Yeah, we're moving into our fourth year, probably, of doing these joint services with Columbia Bible College. And we generally do three services a year. And so we're kind of still carrying over from last year's mandate on the theme, the MCBC theme of building healthy connections. And through CBC, we've been doing these joint worship services with their traveling ministry team. And it's been such a joy getting to know people, even some second-year people like Katie I've known now the second time around. So it's kind of nice to see some continuing faces and people from the team that we can connect together with as we highlight both the ministries of Columbia Bible College and the ministries of Mennonite Church, British Columbia. So in your brochure, you'll see lots of things there. We've 30 congregations across BC, most of them in the Lower Mainland, 27 in the Lower Mainland. We have 11 different languages amongst those 30 congregations that we worship in, and that's kind of an exciting piece. At the bottom, you'll see a kind of breakdown of where the funds go, and you'll see our biggest individual recipient of the donations you give to MCBC is Columbia Bible College at 23%. So you're very much a part of that. I was going to say lots of good things about people like Dieter and Jesse, but David looked after that already. So we're just thankful for this partnership that we have that does involve people from our congregations who get involved at CBC as well as getting involved in the ministries of MCBC. One of the events I was going to just highlight here, and you'll see more of it promoted as time goes along, but on April the 14th, we want to do a conference. We're going to be doing a conference called Reading the Bible Together. And it's Tim Gettert from Fresno is going to be our speaker. It'll be at Level Ground Mennonite Church in Abbotsford. It's an open invitation to anybody who wants to come to look at reading the Bible in the context of today's realities, but reading it together as a community. So that's an event that we're getting excited about coming up on April the 14th. There's an insert. So this last year in October, there was a big Mennonite Church Canada assembly where things were restructured and reimagined, and we become known as a regional church now, as opposed to being known as an area church, that we represent a region and we represent all the ministries nationwide, I mean in BC, nationwide and globally. And so we're really, really thankful for being able to have a stronger connection to the nationwide and global ministries. So you'll see that if you come to the Mennonite Church BC annual gathering on February the 24th, you'll see that there will be additional highlighting of nationwide and global work that we haven't done before as a church that is more broadly connected now in this new configuration. And this little insert that you have highlights some of the new ministries that we now are participating in more directly as a regional church in collaboration with the other four regional churches that eventually become known as Mennonite Church Canada. I think I'll leave it at that. Other than this coming Saturday, right here, actually, well, right over there in the fireside room, we're going to have a gathering together. We can learn more about this new collaboration. The Joint Council of the Mennonite Church Canada, which is the representatives of each of the five regional churches, are coming together to have a meeting. It's their second meeting since the reorganization, and they're meeting here in Richmond. So on Saturday night, 7 o'clock, here in the fireside room, we're inviting all the churches, anybody who can come, and just join in a conversation with the Joint Council of Mennonite Church Canada. So just this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. So I'm going to move right into the message for this morning. It is good to be with you. It's good to be part of this. And I've often been here to be able to celebrate with you transitions that have happened and just being able to speak every once in a while. And it's always good to be able to be a part of your family as you're part of the larger family of MCBC. I'm enjoying also working together with Winston and with John as well as your lead pastor and youth pastor, and we're just so thankful for being able to work together as we get together as pastors every third week of the month, and we have a Valley pastors gathering, we have a Vancouver pastors gathering, and we have a youth pastors gathering that is just a great way of building those connections together, and I'm so thankful that I can set aside every third week of the month and have lunch together and meet together with each of these configurations of pastors to be able to encourage them and learn from them as well. So I really appreciate our connection that we have. Oh, by the way, it's executive minister, actually, not executive director. Just in case you look in the bulletin and you think, oh, that's what that guy's called. You know, that's what that position is for MCBC. It's actually executive minister rather than director. I understand that John and Brittany are here today. I see John. I hear you. Where's Brittany and upstairs and the kids? It's so good to have ministered together with you here, and as you continue to, you're heading off to India next, a week from now, or this coming week? When you come back, you don't know, you're there to stay, right?
We're not sure, at least a year.
Okay. It's been a wonderful team effort. You know, we've talked with John and Brittany as ways in which, you know, you are partnering with them, and if there's any ways MCBC in some ways can partner with them, and we just want to keep that conversation there, even though you know, you're going with a ministry that's not directly under the ministries of Mennonite Church BC, Mennonite Church Canada. We have a partnership in creative new ways, and we're trying to explore what partnerships look like, and we just want to keep praying for you guys and hear from you and be part of your ministry in whatever ways we can. Well, there's lots of news out there, and this morning I was reading the paper and thinking about, you know, what is it that is going on in our world, and how can we, you know, build healthy connections in our world? How can we make a difference as God's people in our world? And I just was reading how complicated the situation is in the Middle East. I mean, we know it's complicated, but it just gets more complicated, and it's just hard to know, you know, where we can play a part in making a difference, or even in the Korean Peninsula. I know that that's becoming, you know, that's a very complicated situation there, and we're thankful for certain things like a combined team going to the Olympics, but at the same time, we don't know what that's going to mean or what are all the political ramifications of that. Or we have the women's marches that are happening yesterday, today, large marches to emphasize the value of women as equal partners in our world, in our society, in our leadership, and all of and in our church as well. And there's just so much going on that we ask ourselves, what is the place that we play in these complicated realities? Even our Canucks are a bit complicated right now too, but we can't do much about that. But can faith, hope, and love somehow prevail as the leading trajectory, the leading way of how we engage both in our personal relationships as well as in our relationships in the workplace and in our world? Can faith, hope, and love prevail? I want to suggest that it can, and that as we foster healthy connections in our world, as we foster healthy connections amongst each other in the church, as we foster healthy connections as a denomination and with our college, that love and the longing for understanding needs to lead the way in order for us to build healthy connections and be the kind of people that God wants us to be. The text I'd like to focus on this morning is from Hebrews chapter 10, 23 to 25. It's just a short text. And also, for many of us, probably a pretty familiar one. Hebrews 10, 23 to 25. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews now concludes a theological teaching section, a pretty long theological teaching section now, with a section on application theology, applying all the teaching that went before into how do we then live this out? How do we do this? And because of the great truths in the teaching of the theology section, we are set forth here. It follows that those who profess these great teachings will also live by them. And so that's the calling here. And in fact, as an Anabaptist church, this is a strong belief that we value, our holding together of belief and practice. It's this idea of walking the talk and to hold that together. That's kind of what's going on here. So verse 23 starts by saying that we're to hold to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. What a great word, to hold to the hope. Some think that this is a rather strange kind of thing, because you tend to think about holding to the faith that we've been given by God. But the faith has been given to us already, and the hope that that faith genders, that hope that that faith causes to happen, is now what's being talked about. It's kind of an unusual expression, but hope has already been described. If we read earlier in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, hope has already been described as the anchor for the soul, the anchor of the soul, as this hope that comes from this relationship, this walk with Jesus. We can hold fast to hope in this way because behind this hope is a God who is faithful. Behind this hope that we have is a God who is faithful and who gives us full confidence, has given us the full confidence that we are his children and that we can walk in hope even when things around us, our world, appear to be hopeless and appear to be on the edge of catastrophe sometimes, that we can hold unswervingly to this hope that has been given to us by this faithful God. And he who makes this promise is reliable. Our God is reliable and will keep the promises that he makes. Verse 24 then says that we're to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. This term spur, it's a bit of a strange word as well. Like, you can imagine pictures maybe of what spurring might look like. There's other words that are even just as strange. If you go to the King James Version, it uses the word provoke. If you went to the interlinear, Marshall's interlinear says, let us consider one another to incitement of love and good works. Provoke, spur, incitement. This word is actually generally used in a negative way. It's generally used, but here it's turned, and it's a strange phrase that this word is turned into a positive word, to give each other a bit of a kick in the backside, you might say, to keep going, keep moving forward, keep getting involved in what? In love and good deeds. In loving one another, in caring for each other, in doing the good things that we have been called to because of the faith that God has given to us. And the word love there is the word agape, and this is this deep, deep calling of a deep, deep love, you know, that we're called to spur one another on towards and to get involved and to encourage each other towards us. It's really the characteristic of the New Testament understanding for love that is not self-seeking. It's a love that is seeking to be engaged with others. And that it's easy to fall back, right? It's easy to slip away from that. And that's why this passage is here written to the church, to spur one another on, to keep at it. It's the most important Christian obligation that believers help one another to attain this kind of love and good deeds. Verse 24 then moves on to the theme of one another, which we've already talked about, a mutual activity. It's one in which believers encourage one another. not one where leaders direct the rest of them as to what they should do. And I think that's also a strong value that's held in the Anabaptist theological perspective, is that we're a team working together to encourage one another, and not just a pastor telling us what to do and then we faithfully do all that. I mean, we learn from our pastor and we then engage in conversation to develop what that means. And I think that's what's going on here. This is the kind of love. This kind of love is a product of community activity. That is, as we as a community work together, this love rises up as we care for each other. For it's a virtue that requires others to make it happen. It's not something we can do on our own. One may practice faith, and one may practice hope alone, but love needs others. We need faith, hope, and love together, and they all come through in this passage, but love is what needs to be practiced together. It requires others. I picked a couple slides to show from some of the activities of MCBC and things that we do together. One of them, which you guys really care lots about, is the Camp Squia Paddleathon. And you've been, obviously, as a congregation, the greatest funding source in the annual Paddleathon. But it's this working together that values Camp Squia that brings us together to put the paddles into the water and to do that Paddleathon. The second slide here, and let's just hold it here for a second, is another thing we did together. And this was in 2013, I believe, when we had the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, thank you, happening in Vancouver. And we had a canoe gathering. And I'll never forget that we got together. MCBC used a couple of Camp Squia canoes, and there was a bunch of us that got together to join in, a bunch of indigenous folks who had beautiful, lovely canoes. I mean, our canoes are really nice. They had beautiful, lovely canoes with lovely handmade wooden paddles and all of that. But we all came together at the Science World in Vancouver, where there was a waiting delegation saying, "Welcome here. You are welcome to our territory." And I'll never forget that. I thought, like 75 years ago when Mennonites came, that maybe if we had done it that way, that we had if we had asked the indigenous people who are here for their welcome, you know, the story might have gone better, or might be better, and we might have understood more. But here we were. There were two canoes. Take it to the next one. Enjoying myself there. The one thing that was, and of course I got my Camp Squia, so it was the same year as the paddleathon there. It's a good Camp Squia hat on there. It was the one thing that was uniquely different about our canoes was that we had these lovely plastic kind of yellow and blue paddles that didn't really compare with the lovely handmade wooden ones that were held by many of the others. But it's just this thing of working together, being the church together, finding ways to celebrate goodness together, to love others, to love our indigenous neighbors, to love Camp Squia, to love CBC, and to work together. It can't just be an idea. It needs to be an activity. And so we're called to do that. You can move on to the blank slide in between here. Just one more thought from verse 25. Then it says, not giving up meeting together. We're called to not give up meeting together. And we don't know what it was that was going on there exactly. Who was prompting this, that there was a sense that some were giving up meeting together, some were wandering away from being involved in church, in the family, in the community that was coming together. But this was a concern that the writer of Hebrews felt was important to bring out. The Greek word giving up here speaks of desertion or abandonment. It was a dangerous practice in that day, very dangerous, because there was no like support network. Here we have so many Christian sort of expressions around us that if we don't stay involved with church, you know, there aren't really any consequences. But back then, there were significant consequences if you abandoned being together. There was no support network in the larger community where you could turn to and say, okay, I'll hang out over here. You couldn't just jump from one church to the next like we sometimes do here. So there were serious consequences for walking away from the church, not being involved in the community and not building these connections together. I think today it's more subtle. We sometimes don't see the immediate results, the immediate consequences of kind of drifting away from the church or drifting apart in some way from Christian community, and we find community in some other expression, and some of that is okay, some of that is good, but for the family of God to stay together and to continue to find each other as the support and strength is what is necessary for us to continue to live in this hope that we've been given. This hope can get so muddled when we don't find each other to talk to and build the connections together. So let's uphold this value of being together and continuing to work together as God's community, even though sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we have challenges. Even in MCBC, we've had a lot of challenges in these last couple of years, and congregations going through wondering what it is that we are. Who are we? Like, what is it that holds us together? And so we walk through those challenges, and we work through those challenges, and we listen to each other through those challenges, and we find that hope as our strength that carries us and holds us together to find a new unity beyond some of the challenges that we sometimes go through. The last part of this passage speaks about the day approaching, which is probably a reference to the coming of the destruction of Jerusalem in the first century, but it also may be a reference to the coming of Judgment Day. But one way or the other, it's an exhortation to encourage us that the time is short. The time is short. And with the time being short, let's not give up meeting together, and let's spur one another on to love and good deeds so that we can be that church that God wants us to be. An MCBC theme that we've had over the past couple of years has been being that we are better together. That we are better together. Just a couple of more slides here about being together. Some of you may know that every year we have an annual MCBC motorcycle ride. Started about 10 years ago, which kind of coincides with when I started also in this role. And this is the first one. We went to Black Creek, United Mennonite Church in Black Creek, and we joined in the worship service in our leathers and all that, and then carried off on a ride to Gold River in that. Second one there. It's a bit far away. You can see Eric Krause right in the front, but if you keep going further back, you'll see John Neufeld is the second bike in there, and then Rhonda and Carl Hildebrandt are there as well, and Jim and Brenda Niebuhr are there as well. The tall guy further back, you know which Jim is. So here we do this as it's been a very unique gathering in that people from a variety of different churches who have no reason to be together other than being connected to MCBC and also liking to ride motorcycles has just brought together a family of relationships that connects just in a unique way. And let's move to the last slide. This was this year's smaller group, but some real faithful regulars went up to Cascade Falls. If you've never been up there, it's a great place to go, kind of behind Mission. We were enjoying each other's company, big or small, but all from different churches, all connected together because of just our love for riding motorcycles and our recognition that we care about this church that we're all part of. So let's continue to be creative and find interesting ways to be together and to express our efforts at building healthy connections amongst each other as God's people and as Mennonite people as part of the family that we are. Let's be a living and loving community, and let's work at it daily. I'm going to call the ushers forward at this time, and then call the worship team forward at this time. We're going to have a prayer together for these things as well as for the offering. So let's just a moment for you to come together, and then let's bow our heads in prayer as we move into the time of offering. Let's pray. Our gracious God, we thank you that you have given us this reality of being the church together. And the church is such a diverse kind of motley crew of people that often don't have any other reason to be in each other's presence other than because of your love. And because you are the author and the perfecter of our faith, that you are the one who gives us hope. And this hope is what holds us together. And we just thank you for the church. We thank you for Peace Mennonite Church. And we ask your blessing on their ministry, and as we as MCBC and CBC can be a source of encouragement to their ministry here, we thank you for that. And now, Lord, we thank you also for the gifts that have been prepared to be given today, and we ask your blessing on the offering that is about to be given, that it might be multiplied to the work of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.